Hey, folks, welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Every day we're bringing you guys topics that we find interesting. We find, you know, stuff we can discuss and go into detail in, a lot of health stuff, a lot of daily news. And we appreciate the continued support and all the emails. I continue to stay up to date on everybody. And we gave it out yesterday. You want to give your email out again one more time for the live listeners? Because it's not going out anywhere else. I'm not bringing it up or emails.
Well, the nice thing was, you know, I had no junk emails.
You get some emails already?
Oh, yeah, I got emails. But I've gone through all of them and answered all of them this morning. And one of the guys was so nice, I actually gave him my cell phone number.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you've been listening to the show like every show forever.
It's nice when you get listeners like that. And they're not emailing you just to fight with you. Well, it's generally nice.
Oh, block and Leo. Well, yeah, pretty much everybody who did that probably have stopped listening to the show.
Correct. Now. Well, so they got blocked for so long. They're like,
well, they're blocked. Well, they're just blocked. But now they don't. But like I said yesterday, the other email that I had that is no longer AskDrTedB@yahoo.com is discontinued. It is deleted. Does not exist any longer. At least I told Ruben to delete it. I hope he's deleted it.
Sure.
By now.
Well, it's not going to get any response. So.
Well, I'm not going to answer. Yeah. It's off my iPad. Basically, it got doxxed.
Yeah,
and I was getting and I know some of you guys really hate people. I got it, but man, don't get me involved in that. I don't want to hear about the hatred you have for certain other guests and podcasters and people that you don't like. That, well, no, and I'm it's like every day, so I just don't do that to me, please. And you know, if you don't like something that I say, just let me know, or don't listen to the show, or go start your own podcast. Do that.
So what's your new email? One more time.
You make me give it out.
I'm making you give it out again.
I got so many emails.
You're welcome, guys. If you missed it yesterday.
Ted.Brower@yahoo.com.
It's actually really easy.
Yeah. I have to have a dot on it.
The thing is, guys, you got to understand, we are very busy with a lot of different topics. We're going on these shows. Different things we're doing, other shows we're doing. So when we have contacts with customers, we like to prioritize the customers and listeners that actually want to get information, that don't just want to sit there and fight, and actually want to get and like educated on topics and want to support Health Masters. So we appreciate all of you that do.
One of the guys actually sent me in pictures. He's got glyphosate poisoning.
Ooh.
And it's pretty bad. But you know, the thing about it is that you got to realize that, you know, you got to avoid certain foods. You know, I had a conversation just the other day with a friend.
Yeah.
They're really sick right now. And, you know, when I first went out with Sharon, the first night we went out, she had two hot fudge cakes for dinner.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about a chicken salad, then hot fudge cakes. I mean, two hot fudge cakes. And I told her, I said, you can eat whatever you want to eat. But she was having all kinds of problems with her health. She was having all problems with kind of constant headaches. And I told her, I said, if you don't want to live like this, you don't have to live like this. And I gave the advice, my friend has been eating a lot of chocolate, a lot of junk, a lot of garbage. And I finally, I told her, I said, here's the deal. You know, if you want to eat that kind of food, you can do it, but it's going to cost you long term.
It will. In most cases, severe headaches, most of the time, are either blood sugar, dehydration, or magnesium deficiency.
Or coffee.
Oh, caffeine's a whole other animal.
Well, no.
That's actually technically detoxing in the DSM-5 manual.
Well, no, but I used to drink a lot of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I had to deal with headaches all the time. And a lot of you are having headaches. Now, I don't get that from the purple sticks.
I don't either.
You know, I'm fine with that. And if I don't get one in the morning, if I'm addicted to them, which I guess I am, that's a legally addictive substance.
I try to go stim-free every weekend. I usually try to do Saturday and Sunday with no purple sticks, no attention factor. But then that doesn't work sometimes.
I was having a problem with really a lot of headaches.
Yeah.
And I was telling you, it was just too much stuff. So I got off the coffee a long, long time ago. And now I can go back on it. I feel great the first cup. By the second day,
two, three days.
Oh, I feel horrible. My cortisol goes through the roof again. And I'm not dealing with it. And then I start getting the headaches again.
Yep.
And I just said, you know what? It's just not worth it. I mean, how many times do I want to stick my tongue in a light socket? You know, I stay with the purple sticks.
Oh, yeah.
But you're drinking chocolate. I mean, remember, chocolate has lead in it if it's made out of South America, because they still use leaded gas down there. It's, you know, tiny amounts.
What about German chocolate and stuff?
Not as bad, but it's still coming from South America, because they don't grow chocolate in Germany.
At all?
No, it's too cold. And so they may have a process to remove the lead of some of these other factories. I don't know. But the problem is that, you know, there's really not a high nutrient density in chocolate.
And it's so good sometimes.
It helps to release endorphins. A lot of women just like to live on chocolate.
Well, yeah, the problem is also, too, you got to remember, especially if you're eating a chocolate, if you're going to eat one, it needs to be high density, like dark chocolate, right. If you want some actual
taste. Tastes awful.
But it tastes awful. Yeah. But then you eat regular chocolate, and it's got a lot of sugar in it. Remember, sugar is extremely addictive on the brain. That's why some people get so hooked on it, they can't stop eating sugar. They can't stop it. They start getting detox when they start eating sugar. The same thing with alcohol. That turns to sugar. That's why it's so addictive. So there's a lot of things you got to look at. Coming into the new year now, the excuse of eating enormous amounts of food is over with. So we're going to be past that.
I got to add one more thing. And I've seen this repeatedly, you know, over the years in the clinic. If a person thinks they're going to basically dodge having to deal with the consequences of a bad diet,
yeah,
depending on how old they are, they will for a little while, because the body will keep fighting back until it reaches to a point where it can't do that anymore. And then the body gets sick. You start having problems with your stomach.
Yep.
Especially with glyphosate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you want to live on chocolate chip cookies your whole life and you know, and hot chocolate at night and ultra-processed milk, it's going to cost you. It's, you know.
Well, that's what happened. You know, one of my best friends, Dexter, he'd been drinking energy drinks for about the last decade. Mm-hmm. I mean, he lived on it for the last decade, mm-hmm. and it finally started to catch up to him with his gut. He started having all these gut problems. That's why he was living with me for a while. He's a lineman, so he travels. And I finally told him, I said, dude, I said, I'm telling you what's going on with your gut. I said, you're drinking 4 or 5, you know, Red Bull, Monster, Bangs, whatever they are, every single day. You've been doing this for years and years and years. I said, that stuff is so unbelievably toxic with the sugar. The ingredients almost all come out of China. Like, everything comes out of China with Rawls. When they're processing, they process here, they get the Rawls out of China. Sure enough, completely dropped all energy drinks, switched over to Purple Sticks, which he burns through now. He's always buying another case from me. But he has zero gut problems, zero inflammation. He runs the GHI in the morning, Purple Sticks of the day, GHI again at night, zero stomach problems, zero indigestion, zero acid reflux.
Well, and I'll say this, and if you've got a problem with toxicity, which a lot of people do,
yeah,
it's GHI cleanse for 30 days.
Yep.
You say, well, that's a long time. It means it's going to be multi-tiered. Here's what to do. If you're a dude, you want to weigh 180 pounds, take 1,800 calories a day.
Yeah.
If you're a woman, you want to weigh 120 pounds, take 1,200 calories a day. So you'd be 200 calorie shakes for a woman. You know, you'd be
You're talking full GHI fast.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
If your body's really that toxic, that's what you need to do.
Well, I told you guys on the show a couple weeks ago. I ended up going on a cookie bender that somebody sent us. This is like 60 cookies
out of California.
They're good. Don't judge me. I went on it.
I threw the rest of them away.
Yeah, and Monday I woke up and I felt like crap. I'll be honest with you. My joints were hurt. My hands hurt. I haven't felt that in a long time. My hands hurt. And I was like, you know what? I said, I'm just not going to play this game. So I did a 3-day GHI fast, not a 30-day. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty clean normally, so I don't need that long fast.
But in other words, they asked me about, should I go on a fast? Well, here's the problem with you on a fast. It's really, really, really intense. I'm talking about a water fast.
A full 3 water.
Fast. I would recommend using the Green Life, doing colonics, doing all kinds of things if you did a 7-day cleanse. But if you just want to change your diet and clean yourself out, go on a GHI fast for 30 days.
Hey, let me clarify something. I had a customer call the other day, a real good customer, great lady. She was on a dry fast.
Don't do that.
That is never recommended. We do not recommend that here at Health Masters. I don't know any physicians anymore that recommend doing that. That is extremely dangerous.
Kill you.
It can kill you.
After 3 days.
Yeah, that's not recommended. There is no health benefit whatsoever of doing a dry fast. I mean, dry fast is nothing. No water, no food, nothing.
You want to toxify your body.
It's more harmful than doing a regular
don't
fast.
Don't do it. And No.
Even if you're following biblical guidelines, there's something biblical about doing that. You have to have water. Your blood gets too thick. Your heart has pumped too hard. Blood pressure goes up. Everything starts to shut down after 3 days.
Well, the problem that I have with all of this, as far as when people do things like that, I knew a lady over in Lakeland.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was interesting because she knew everything about nutrition. She'd read a book.
I YouTube.
No, don't get me started on this, because I'm not going to pick on you. Okay. You know, I've worked with thousands of patients, thousands, up to 40 people a day in the clinic. I've written a bunch of best-selling books. I don't know anything about nutrition. I don't. I know a lot. I mean, a whole bunch, actually. But the reality is I don't know everything.
Yeah.
And the problem is some people read a book.
Yeah, and now, they know everything.
Now, they know everything. And I remember she and her husband came in, and they were planning on having kids. And I'm not going to give any names here. I know they don't listen to the show, and nobody's going to know who they are, so it doesn't make any difference. But she knew everything. No, I mean, everything. I've seen this happen so many times. They read a book. And so what happened is they couldn't get pregnant.
Yeah.
And couldn't get pregnant. But she knew everything. And finally, I realized that it wasn't her not getting pregnant. It was her husband. He basically had, his sperm wasn't viable.
Zinc.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tried. I tried to help him. I tried to listen to him. I tried to talk to him, but you know, they don't listen.
Yeah.
And see, now, a lot of people, and I don't mean, and they never had kids. I mean, they're childless. And they're past the age of menopause now, so there's not going to be any of that. But unless they adopt. And now, well, actually, they did adopt, and it turned out to be a disaster. Let me say something to you about adoption. You know, you may adopt the world's greatest child. You may. He may be the best thing that ever happened to you in your entire life, or you may adopt a child whose mother was basically a meth head.
That does happen, unfortunately.
And you're going to end up with a lot of mental disorders in that child in many cases. I've seen all of this. So just be careful if you're going to adopt and make sure you know what the mother has been eating and everything else. Just don't do a blind adoption where you have no idea where the child came from. And plus, with all the child trafficking nowadays, you got to be careful with that anyhow. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, you know, now they're older. They have the one child they adopted who's turned out to be a real mess. And the sad part about it is they're still in know-it-all gear.
Yeah.
The husband's had some serious health problems now. I've tried to help. Doesn't listen. I don't know what to do. So what happens is a lot of times a person will get into a situation where they think they know it all, and they're going to try to listen to a book they read or whatever. And, I mean, I could tell you horrible stories for this. And the thing about it is that, you know, a real simple way of getting a lot of nutrients in your body really, really fast and cleansing your body and cleansing your liver is a GHI fast for 30 days. 1,800 calories of GHI if you're a guy, 1,200 calories of GHI if you're a woman, and drink a lot of purified water. Really important, because you're going to be drinking water all day anyhow, all day long with the shake.
30 days for some people is going to be a lot. What's at least the bare minimum they do, a three-day?
Week,
7 days. 7 days is pretty stout on that.
Well, you got to ask yourself a question. You know, you got your liver toxic.
Yeah.
You got your pancreas toxic. You got pretty much every organ in your body toxic. 3 days doesn't do much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you eat pretty clean most of the time. Anyhow, so for your cookie bender, you know, I'll do the same thing every once in a while. I just go berserk on cookies, but make sure you use organic flour.
Let's clarify that. The ones I was eating had butter and sugar in them.
But they weren't organic.
But it also wasn't high fructose corn syrup and hydrogenated oil.
But they also were contaminated with glyphosate.
More, yeah.
And so the whole thing about it is just you got to learn to be really, really careful. Now you think, well, I don't want to eat just GHI for 30 days. That's not my diet. Then do whatever you want, okay? I'm not telling you what to do. Just do what you want. But the reality is maybe it'll do this. Maybe if you go on GHI for 30 days, maybe your bondage to food is going to stop as far as having to be entertained by whatever you eat and the beverages that you drink.
Well said.
I'm going to say that again a little bit different this way. A lot of people live to eat instead of eating to live. Or living to, well, you know what I mean. They want to eat junk all the time because they want to be entertained by their food or their beverages. And they become so conditioned to the food entertaining them that when they basically go on a GHI fast or anything else like that, a type of water fast, they realize they don't have that bondage to the food anymore.
Well, there is a reason why when it discusses, you know, a lot of the references in older books, when it talks about the seven deadly sins, gluttony is one of them.
Well, and
food can be very addictive.
But what happens when you start fasting, your body starts breaking down the cells bad, and you start releasing a lot of toxins into your bloodstream. I did entire shows on this. And when that happens, you've got to make sure you drink a lot of water, make sure your bowels are still moving, and the GHI help you do all of that stuff. But what it also will do, it'll help cleanse your tissue slowly rather than a straight water fast. The older I get, the more I realize that water fasting may be necessary for somebody who's overweight, has cancer.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to a clinic to make sure you get properly observed while you're doing all this stuff. But water fasts are really intense, Austin.
Well, then that's why
it puts you in a cleansing cycle really,
real
really
quick.
Fast.
I had one buddy, he was doing it just from a health standpoint, and he didn't do the GHI, but he was running 4 scoops of the multiple powder every day, though, at least to keep his mineral balance and vitamin balance and vitamins up.
And you can do that. If you want to do the GHI with multiple powder, you can do that, too.
Yeah.
You could. But the whole key is that it breaks the cycle of dependence towards junk food and coffee, and I would cut out the purple six if you're going to do this.
It's funny. You need to on it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna detox, you're gonna detox.
Yeah.
And you're probably gonna get headaches. And also be careful with aspirin and BC powder. Now, a lot of you don't know what BC powder is. It's, they combine powdered aspirin, and powdered caffeine.
It works. It does. If you're hurting on something, you pull something, it'll help.
It'll help quick. But I tell you what, you take that stuff on an empty stomach, you can end up, you get up with an ulcer. You start bleeding.
Yeah.
You start throwing up and vomiting blood. And now if you got a headache, you take that. It'll knock it out pretty quick, but you got to be really careful if you've got gastrointestinal issues to start with, because aspirin is really hard on the gut. And all of these NASAs have side effects. In fact, aspirin is such an efficient blood thinner that if I take aspirin, it started making my eyes get kind of fuzzy, because it can cause what's called wet macular degeneration and cause the retina detached from the back of the eye, because it's such a potent blood thinner. That's why I never recommend taking aspirin every day as a daily heart regimen. I don't recommend that. Now, if your doctor's got you going on that, that's your choice with him.
Now, and one thing I want to cover blood here, thinner. That's well said. One thing I want to cover on this, because you guys voted, it won. Product of the week was the Natokinase here. So I put it on sale for you guys for 15% off, which is actually the biggest sale I've done on it. This is an extremely high purified extract of Natokinase at 100 milligrams with 20,000 FUG.
This is part of the Spike Protein Survival Kit, right?
This is exactly part of the Spike Protein Survival Kit. And what it does, it helps break down excess fibrin in the bloodstream. So it reduces, it can help reduce cardiovascular problems, including blood clots. That's what they said it can do. Now, before you send me an email on it, it is derived from fermented organic soybeans. There is no soy in this product. That's the only way you can get Natokinase. That's the only available way to actually get it. Most of the time, it's used very heavily in Japanese foods for that reason, because it works so good at helping out with circulatory effects. Now, the big thing about it is here, is I want to cover this on the topic of it. Not already right here. So the main major health benefits is it promotes digestion, it regulates digestive function, and help treat conditions as far as like inflammation. It's claimed to prevent osteoporosis, especially when you combine it with K2, which we have in our D3 formula.
Well, this looks like the vitamin K produced by microorganisms of Natokinase is K2, so it already has K2.
Right. But it can help, basically also too, can be biosynthesized by gut bacteria. Prevents blood clots. Natokinase produced during the fermentation of NATO is natural substance with potent blood clot dissolving properties. This is why this product was such a major key supplement in the Spike Protein Survival Kit.
Well, the Spike Protein Survival Kit is being designed to basically keep your blood flow going.
Exactly
well.
Right. That's why it's the vitamin E, the NAC, and the Natokinase. Now, it says when you incorporate this, the risk of blood clotting increases during deep sleep from late night to dawn. Therefore, it's recommended to take Natokinase at night. It remains in the bloodstream for 4 to 12 hours.
Where are you reading right now?
Right here.
Okay. Taking Natokinase does not increase the risk of blood clotting.
No.
That's what it sounded like you said.
I apologize.
That's okay. The risk of blood clotting or thrombosis increases with everybody during deep sleep.
Correct.
From late night to dawn. Therefore, it's recommended to eat Natokinase at dinner. Natokinase remains in the bloodstream for 4 to 12 hours after consumption, potentially exerting its thrombotic effects during this time. So what they're saying is, if you're older and you have a tendency to blood clot, microclotting, or whatever you want to call it, and caused by the spike protein, don't be going to bed unless you make sure you're drinking enough water, taking some vitamin E or whatever. A lot of doctors put you on blood thinners to prevent this.
Yep.
Well, if you're on blood thinners, you don't need to be taking Natokinase without the advice of a doctor. Don't do that. All right, it's too much. And same thing with vitamin E. Vitamin E can be used as a blood thinner, so can Natokinase. But be careful with that if you're already taking prescription blood thinners, because it'll get your blood too doggone thin. You'll start bleeding out through the kidneys. Don't let that happen. That's how they killed your grandmother, my mom.
In the nursing home.
They gave her blood thinners in the nursing home, and she started bleeding out through her kidneys. And then they had to give her like 3 or 4 types of blood to just get her back up again. And then rather than taking her off the blood thinners, they put her back on them again, bled her out, and she died in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You think, well, this happened? But I wasn't taking care of her medical stuff. Somebody else had power of attorney over her, and they simply were negligent. I'm just going to say that.
They overrode you on everything.
They overrode me on everything that I tried to do with her. But the crazy part about it is that, you know, sometimes these are fatal mistakes, especially with the older people in nursing homes with the overprescription of blood thinners.
Well, unfortunately, in the United States, we have a significant problem with nursing home abuse.
Well, what happened is I tried to put her on multiple vitamins.
Yep.
And the nursing home director basically said, I'm not giving you any of your vitamins.
She loved you. We're not going to go there.
And
she was, I'm not going to go there.
Well,
I'm not going to go there.
So what I did, I had my attorney send her a letter.
Yeah.
About, you know, negligence. And all of a sudden, it was okay to give her vitamins as far as the multiple.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so... Nursing homes are absolutely terrified of lawsuits. A lot of them are in trouble financially and filing bankruptcy because of lawsuits, because of abuse. Now, mind you, it's difficult to take care of an elderly patient that has senile dementia who doesn't want to listen.
That's true.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult to make sure that person stays healthy in that nursing home environment, as far as even with bed sores and proper nutrients and water consumption. A lot of these places don't want to give these people water because it makes them urinate in their beds. I know you think I'm joking, but I'm not. Yeah, if you're the nurse and you got to give X amount of water per day, but you got to clean up the diapers and clean up the bed all the time, you're going to say, well, I'm just not going to give them as much to drink. And so you give them minimum amounts of water to drink, and they start to dehydrate. And when that happens, the brain starts to dehydrate. You listening to me? And so when that brain starts to dehydrate, it starts to shrink, and it starts losing synaptic function. Yep. And also they start having memory problems. My mom was completely 100% mentally acute when she went into the nursing home. She was running her own businesses. And, boy, within 6 months, they had her in a fog. Within 2 years, they had her, you know, not even remembering much of nothing.
Yeah.
Because they drugged them into a stupor, so they sleep all day.
Even at her age, I remember we'd go over to the bar to go play pool, and nobody was there a lot. And she'd always have those big old 50-cent pieces, like the pre-64 ones, the Kennedys and the Franklins and all that stuff. And I remember anytime somebody came in there, too, you made a point of this a while back ago, she never had to write anything down with math. She'd keep an ongoing, like, book in her head with numbers, with sale prices, with cost of everything. I mean, even though they're 90s.
I remember one time we had a party over there, and we had like 40 or 50 people in the bar, and somebody bought a round for everybody.
Yeah.
This was my life. Don't judge me for this. I just was raised in this environment. Probably why I don't drink to this day, because I had seen so much of it. And all of a sudden, they're like, you got Miller, you got Budweiser, you got Busch, you got Löwenbräu, you got all these different beers.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's drinking something different.
Yeah.
They're all different prices. And she would add up all 50 numbers in her head to the penny. And I remember Howard was there one day, and I watched her do this. And she did it like within seconds. And Howard was there one day. He was the guy who was like my surrogate father, the drunkard that raised me.
Well, not an alcoholic. A drunkard.
He had 5 DUIs. And no, he did. I used to take him to the bus station to ride the bus. And but he was a chemist. He was a college-educated chemist.
Smart man. I met
smart
him
man. Many times. And he said, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a drunkard. I like being drunk. Whatever. Wherever he is now.
Anyway, he checked her on her math, didn't he?
Well, no, he went in there one time with one of these 50 things, and he added it all up. He took a piece of paper, wrote it all down. To the penny, she was right.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and says, you don't have to check her. She's always right.
You don't have to check her.
But with me, I'm the same way. I'm really good with math. I mean, Austin's really good.
Well, that's why you got to keep your brain tight, though, the magnesium, brain food, and other nutrients in it. And here's an article I'm going to spin off this right now, because this ties into the natokinase, too. Alternatives to statins that target the root of heart disease instead of just trying to cover things up. They said statins have been the go-to treatment for allegedly preventing heart disease.
It's a total lie.
The leading cause of death worldwide was heart disease. However, statins may be causing more problems than good. And it talks about here understanding the root problem, blood lipids. And this is what I've told you guys before.
Hang on one second. These cholesterol-lowering drugs fail to address what experts say is one of the key root causes of cardiovascular disease, inflammation from oxidized blood lipids. They don't do anything with this.
No. This is mounting research indicates that natural supplements such as berberine and natokinase are nutraceuticals with effects that may succeed where statins fall short.
That's the number one drug I tell people never to take, by the way.
Berberine I always use for blood sugar, burn body fat. It's actually the fat burning kit we're doing now. They're saying berberine?
Now
they're saying berberine is one of the best products you can take to maintain lipid profiles.
Well, back up again. Look what it says here, too. I didn't look at this. Enhance cognitive functions. Berberine. Enhance cognitive functions to control blood glucose levels to fortify the immune system. So now they're helping with your memory.
And it's funny, when we started carrying berberine, which we carry the dihydroberberine, it's much, much stronger, much more absorbable and active than regular berberine, because body doesn't have to break it down. You take way less, way more effects, because berberine's hard to digest and hard to basically absorb. Regular berberine, dihydroberberine's where it's at. It says there's a lot of quality data on berberine now. It says the recent meta-analysis of 44 studies found that berberine improved blood lipids, reduced inflammation, and helped out with osteosclerosis with minimal risk. It also outperformed statins and reducing factors such as stroke risk and plaque buildup. So here you have a product that has virtually no side effects, helps out with blood sugar, helps burn body fat, helps out with cognitive function, and now reduces strokes and plaque buildup better than statins, which statins claim that's what they're supposed to do. Also has anti-diabetic benefits. 1/3 of people with type 2 diabetes have cardiovascular disease. 2 metabolic diseases are often interconnected. They show here now that, again, berberine starts outperforming almost all these other drugs that are with diabetes.
I remember I started covering this stuff last year and reading these articles. So it kept getting better and better and better.
I'm not recommending that you drop all your pharmaceutical drugs.
We never recommend that.
However, it is starting to show a point here that if you're having blood sugar issues and you're having plaque buildup and they're trying to put you on statins and diabetes drugs, my opinion, if it was me, I'd start looking at running a high dose of dihydroberberine.
And wait a minute. Let's slam on the brakes and screech the tires to a halt.
Hit the carbon ceramics.
Make sure they're not Pirellis. They blow up on you. Okay?
Cup
twos. Usually Michelin cup twos. I've had a friend of mine. He had two accidents because of stupid Pirellis.
Yeah. I hate
worst
Pirellis.
Tires ever. Michelin's. So when you slam on the brakes, don't do it with Pirellis. Slide sideways.
Michelin's not giving me any.
And you come to a screeching halt, realize, stop. Change your diet. If you have diabetes, adults onset diabetes, change your stinking diet. Stop living on junk. Stop eating ice cream. Stop eating junk. Stop doing dairy products. Stop eating, you know, all kinds of fruit juice. And stop. Just stop. Stop eating garbage, and you'll be amazed at what happens with your blood sugar. You know, stop using seed oils, omega-6 seed oil. Stop all of this.
Emerging research shows berberine's anti-diabetic potential. This is their words. Studies show it lowers blood glucose, triglycerides, and insulin. In a 2009 paper, they called it the ideal medicine for treating type 2 diabetes. In 2023, I talked about the study when it came out. They showed that berberine outperformed metformin in every way.
How difficult is that? Metformin destroys your kidneys and kills you. I mean, how
you're on one today?
Oh no, I just you get metformin, pancreatic cancer. Yeah, have fun with that.
That is an issue with it. So, secondly, the second one here, as far as the outdo statins, they say, is again natokinase. I just talked about it, but this is a different article on it, and it talks about studies that have shown natokinase for literally decades, all the way back from the 1980s, where natokinase supplements prevented cardiovascular events and strokes. So, again, guys. You're coming into the new year. It's 2026. If you want to make a change, make a change. If you want things to be different, make them different. Don't sit around and lament and complain and whine about how bad you feel, how horrible your energy is, how you can't do anything, and then sit there and shove Twinkies and ding-dongs and cupcakes in your face all day. If you're going to make a change, make a change. If you want to accept the results, change them. If you want to do something different, make changes. That's my stance on it.
Well, and keep the junk out of your house.
That's the easiest thing to do.
You know, just keep it away. And talk to your wife or your girlfriend or your husband or whatever. I'm not going to go here today on that. And realize that, you know, you got to be a team on all of this stuff. If you got a husband who's got some problems with his weight and you're feeding him chocolate all day long or you're feeding him fat foods and garbage all the time and you're eating it too, why don't you think about his health? If he's providing the income for the family, are you trying to kill him? I mean, that's about as blunt as I can get. If you're the stay-at-home house husband, you know, and you're coming home to your mom, you're giving your wife who's already got a problem with obesity and pastries every day when she comes home, and she's providing your income for you, you trying to kill her?
You know, I remember.
I said, no, think about it for a second. Why do you give the person that you love the most garbage food to eat?
Well, and I think that's a reason why you got to have adequate communication and understand what each other's goals are. And if you're going to work together, you got to be a team. That's the biggest factor. I remember this years back. I was in contest prep for a show. I was like 4 weeks out from a show. You remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Lakeland Classic. And I mean, I'm like 4 weeks out. So it's fish, broccoli. It's 4 weeks out.
You think you're going to complain about GHI?
I'm single-digit body fat. And I remember Lana comes home from Publix with two big things of organic ice cream. And I looked at her. I said, I'm not trying to be, you know, a big fight. We've been married for 6 months. What is this? Well, I want ice cream. I said, then you should have gone to the ice cream shop and gotten ice cream. And don't send me emails saying I was trying to be all weird or controlling because I don't care about what your opinion is on. It was 12 years ago, 13 years ago. And if you haven't competed in a bodybuilding contest, don't write me because you have no valid point. If you don't understand what it's like on a contest prep. No, you know, everybody wants to lecture you about, well, you shouldn't act that way in a contest prep.
Well, no, the lecture goes like this. You know, bodybuilding is a sinful sport.
It is. You know, it's narcissistic. Reason why I don't do it anymore.
No.
And I'm talking about past tense.
The whole point here, we're not talking about bodybuilding and getting ice cream from your spouse. That's not the point here. That was just a meta.
I threw the ice cream away and started a huge fight.
The point is, if the point was.
If you know your spouse has a specific goal they're trying to accomplish, whether or not it be a bodybuilding show. Dropping weight in a certain thing.
How about we all have this goal? I don't want my husband to drop dead of a stroke.
Or heart attack.
A heart attack. Okay. Well, maybe you need to kind of... And I see it happen all the time. The wife eats... Okay. I'm not picking on women because guys are the same crap. All right? They bring home junk too and the wife eats it. Okay. So as an individual, as being in a relationship, I remember I had a friend of mine who's a medical doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. And they asked us to come by their house one time to have dinner. And the food was so bad. He was a health guy, too. And the food was so bad that his wife was cooking that we chose not to eat there.
And to clarify, not so bad it was poorly cooked or taste. It was what they
all
were
garbage.
Eating. All pork and sausage and everything.
And I just told myself we had some reason that we were going to not have dinner with him. And I left. And I finally, I said, next time I saw the guy, I said to him, I said, dude, what is your wife doing?
He's a cardiac patient too, wasn't he?
And it's not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
And I said to him, I said, what is your wife doing? Well, he goes, well, she won't cook healthy. She doesn't believe in it. She's a nurse and she feels we can eat whatever we want to eat. It doesn't make any difference. And I said to him, I said, you're a physician, a medical doctor whose whole practice is based on health.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, this is all she'll feed me. She won't feed me anything else. Now, mind you, you know, and they had a bunch of kids, right? And so the sad part about it was is that he had to eat what she was eating, supposedly. But the reality, he didn't have to, but it would make it more complicated.
It makes it much easier when everybody's the same food.
Well, okay, well, he's 48, 50, 49 years old, massive heart attack. Okay? And I'm like, well, okay, I kind of told you that was going to happen. And so I remember he recovered. He didn't die. And we ended up going to a place, a bakery, a German bakery with him. And so I get to the German bakery. We took the RV, and we had all of his kids in the bakery, in the RV.
Yeah.
We had five kids. You know, we had three kids with us. We had like eight kids, you know, four adults. And we're sitting on the floor because the RV won't hold all these people.
You open the RV door, it's like you unleash the Kraken on everybody.
Oh, my God.
Piling out the door.
Well, so I'm sitting there. So I order, you know, sauerkraut with no pork.
Yeah.
You know, and chicken salad. That's my lunch.
It's about as clean as it gets.
Yeah. You know, with real mayonnaise, you know, and as I'm eating, and he orders deep fat fried pork fat schnitzel.
I remember that.
You were with us.
Yeah. I've stopped by over there. Yeah,
and I'm like, and I looked at him, and I'm going to name him Joe. His name wasn't Joe. Joe, what are you doing, dude? I love schnitzel. And I'm like, dude, Joe, you're a cardiac patient.
Yeah.
You had a heart attack. You can never eat schnitzel again. Shame, you know, pork, yeah, nasty. And he goes, well, then I began to realize it wasn't just his wife, Austin. He didn't care.
Yeah.
And he was running a practice in which he was eating junk, thinking he was doing okay, but he ended up, you know, about 2 years later, dying of a massive heart attack, 52 years of age. Yeah. I'm just telling you personal experiences that I've had with people. And so you ask yourself a question, you know, did that have to happen? Did he have to die like that? And the answer is no. So here's the question I'm asking you this morning, and it's almost the start of 2026. If you know that you're eating junk and you don't feel good and you're overweight and you're out of shape, what is it going to take for you to start making better choices for your health or for your husband's health or for your wife's health or for your children's health? Do they have to have a stroke? Do they have to have a heart attack? Do they have to come down with cancer? Where does it have to start when you say, I'm not going to eat like this anymore?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to choose a different lifestyle. When are you going to start doing your walk every day? When are you going to start eating clean? When are you going to start making sure you drink distilled water? When are you going to start making sure you take supplements? When's that going to start? Does it have to be a stroke first? That lady I remember years ago, we were still living at Somerset. I remember she called me up and she said, I want to order every one of your tape series. Well, we had tapes back then. It was back in the 90s. And I said, okay. So it was like $400 or $500 in tapes. And I said to her, I said, that's a lot of money. And she was a lot of money. She started laughing. She said, we just spent $250,000 on my husband's cardiac care and surgery.
Wow.
She goes, this is nothing. We're changing our diet now. And I told her, I said, I commend you. But the question I have for everybody is, why did it take that? Why did it take spending $250,000 on cardiac care? And I've seen it over and over again. People have all these health problems and they don't care and they have the health problems and suddenly now they're going to make a dietary change. And the problem with it is this.
Which is good. I'm glad they're making a change.
But here's the problem. In many cases, they change their diets, but because of the lifelong problems they've had with their diet, they gradually fall back into the same diet again and the disease comes back. The heart disease, the diabetes, the cancer, it all comes back. That's why I said a second ago when I slammed on the brakes on the Michelin tires. Change your diet. You know, take your supplements and change your diet.
In the body, especially with the quality of supplements and nutrition knowledge that we have now, especially with the producer on the show, the body's pretty doggone resilient. Mm-hmm. Even if you've abused it pretty hard growing up, you can still make changes and reverse it. one of the biggest things the GHI has done that I've seen with so many customers is starting to reduce issues with fatty liver disease, including alcohol and non-alcohol.
We're not making any claims.
Not making any claims. I've seen it, though. That's just my personal opinion. The body's resilient if you give it the right nutrients and you stop pumping toxins into it.
You got to clean it
That's
out.
The biggest thing that we're getting at this here. For we got a couple more articles we're going to cover. But I wanted to cover this day as New Year's is coming up tonight, tomorrow. You want to make a change, there it is. Change, and then you got to remember, too, if you got kids, what example are you leading with your kids if you're constantly bringing in piles and piles of junk food every single day from the store and bringing in tubs of ice cream every day? You know, I've got friends of ours that I know and people that I know, and they're fighting their weight. Well, now their children are fighting their weight. Mm-hmm. And they're 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. You know, one of them's 7 years old, and he's already 120 pounds. He's massively obese now. Why is that okay?
And you've talked to him about it for years.
I've tried for years. And I stopped now because all it does is start a fight. And so I just finally let it go. And I've seen the symptom. He's had issues with the same thing, talking to people. And a lot of times it's a very sensitive topic. But you don't think about this is when your kids start gaining. Man, and I'm not talking like they're just bigger than a growth spurt. I'm talking they're becoming significantly obese to the point they can't even see their feet anymore because their gut's so big at 8 years old. That's a problem, guys. And the issue is by the time they're teenagers, all they will do the rest of their life, because if they carry that fat through puberty, they're going to fight those fat cells for the rest of their life. They're always going to be trying to lose weight and get under control. And in most cases, they don't. They follow the same dietary guidelines that their parents did, and they end up being 300-400 pounds, and the cycle continues to perpetuate.
They all die young of disease. I've seen it repeatedly. And the sad part about it is that, you know, it's the three questions we ask. What are you doing? What's it doing to me? And is that okay? What am I doing? Okay, well, I'm eating junk food. What is it doing? It's giving me a massive increase in heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. Is that okay? You got to answer that question.
Are you okay with that?
Are you okay with dying of heart disease or diabetes or cancer when you're 52 years old or 35 years
old? They're constantly being out of the doctor's office with gut
problems. Let me tell you another story. This is not a happy ending story, but it's going to be a story. No, listen to me. I had a friend of mine, a business associate, many years ago, and we were basically looking at some investments, and we rode up to Daytona Beach with another kid who was basically going to work with us and move some stuff around, and he was 19 years old. Now, listen to me. This is super important. And I remember that the kid had heard me on WCIE. That's how far back this goes. This is back 35, 40 years ago, which is a huge radio station in Central Florida. And we're talking in his truck, and we're driving up to Daytona, and he basically is overweight, but about 75 pounds. He wasn't like morbidly obese, but he was overweight, 19 years old. And I remember I told him, well, you got to change your diet. And he said, well, I've heard you on radio, and you told me not to eat pork.
Yeah.
And he started laughing like a jackass hyena. He did. Started laughing like a jackass hyena. You've never heard me say that before, but that's what he did. And I looked at him, and I forgot his name. I think it was Rob, but I can't remember. And I remember he was married to, I do remember his wife's name. She was real nice. He was a secretary of the guy that I knew. Her name was Cindy. And I remember I looked at him and I said, dude, I'm just giving you what the Bible says. I said, pork causes elevated blood urea, makes the blood too thick. It can massively increase the risk of heart attacks and heart disease. And it's really unhealthy for you. And the Bible says don't eat it.
Even if you're talking to somebody that's non-Christian, there's enormous amounts of literature for decades adverse consumption of pork.
Well, no. And so about and he just laughed like a jackass. You know, and I thought to myself, he's 19 years old. He's a stupid kid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, most 19-year-olds are stupid kids.
Yeah.
And not all of them. Some are pretty bright. And I remember I was about 2 months later, I went over to see this business associate of mine, and Cindy wasn't there, and she didn't show up that day. Yeah. And I asked him, I said, where's Cindy? She goes, you're not going to believe this. You know, Ted, and I said, what? He goes, man, 2 days ago, her husband was mowing the yard at their house, 19 years of age. And he basically asked her to go in and get him a glass of water. And she went inside and got him a glass of water, and she came back outside. He was curled up at the front door in a fetal position, dead with a massive heart attack, 19.
Jeez.
He laughed like a jackass about God's word. And I warned him not to do that. I told him he's blaspheming. And I said, if you don't want to believe me, that's okay. But, you know, you can believe the word of God. And I went to his funeral. And it was standing room only because his entire high school class showed up. This is a year or two out of high school.
Yeah.
He's dead. So you think to yourself, well, I got another week. I got another month. I make this dietary change. You don't know that. You don't know that. What is that one line out of Gladiator? He says, when death smiles at you, you might as well smile back.
Yeah.
You're about to leave. And so the reality is that, you know, we all have a time, God knows what it is, that we're going to leave. And, you know, sometimes we don't get the choice as far as making a choice of decisions, et cetera. I look at your friend who was basically a big drinker, had his own still.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he ended up dying of pancreatic cancer in his 30s.
He was in great shape as far as overall.
Yeah.
Top world jiu-jitsu fighter, traveled to Japan. Mm-hmm. Great guy.
Died in his
30s. Super successful. Early 40s.
Totally had schedule four.
Stage four pancreatic. The guy was so stinking tough. He kept having pains in his side. He hated doctors. But he did have massive still at his house.
Drank a lot of alcohol.
We found all of his stash and played with his still at his funeral, unfortunately. He had a celebration of life, but they told him he went in. His side was hurting. He was a fighter, man. He was a fighter. And went to the doctor. How much test run? I said, dude, I can't deal with this. My sides hurt. And they said, brother, you got stage four pancreatic cancer.
You got a couple weeks to live.
Like, you're gone. Like, I don't know how you're standing in this office right now still functioning. That just shows you how insanely tough you are. And he goes, wow. I said, we'll send you back home.
It was 2 or 3 weeks.
So, yeah, it was like 2 weeks. He went back home and then just
gone.
You know, was out. And, you know.
So let me share something with you. That's not God's best.
No.
Yeah, I would much rather walk in divine health than have to experience a miracle of healing.
Well, and it's going back to what you just said, though, food. He had a big still, but he also had one of the biggest smokers I'd ever seen in my life as far as for pork ribs. And they had been known for having some of the best pork ribs in Ocala. So, I mean, you want to eat pork ribs every weekend? You want to drink, you know, 190 corn alcohol every weekend? It's going to have a serious impact on your pancreas. Whether you believe that or not.
And you know what else it does that people don't realize is the mental health standpoint here. A lot of people don't realize when they don't give their nutrients to their brain that the brain needs, they end up in a situation where their brain starts to short out. And they start acting crazy. They start having blood sugar problems and all kinds of
stuff. They can't. The crazy part about it was, though.
Middle camp, yeah.
The crazy part about it was, though, even though he ate pork and he drank, that probably is the only thing that really wore him down because he ate so clean all the time. And that was the kind of weird part about it is he ate super clean, but he loved his pork and he loved his still. And even taking care of yourself with a clean diet, that only went so far on the pancreas.
Well, and
with a heavy smoked meat.
Well, you think about it for a second. You know, sodium nitrite from the pork.
Yeah,
and you know, and all this other stuff he's putting.
Especially
in
the body. Smoke it too. That's don't get me wrong. I love barbecue. I love brisket, but I don't eat it all the time.
Well, when you charcoal broil it and smoke it, you create a compound called benzopyrene.
Yes,
and that benzopyrene is like. Yeah, you know, like was it one pound charcoal broiled steak is equivalent to smoking 60 cigarettes.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that. It is good. I love charcoal grilling. I love it. I just don't eat it very often because what it does is it puts your body under a ton of antioxidant stress.
And what we're not trying to do today is do a guilt thing with you guys.
No.
Because we all eat things we shouldn't eat every once in a while. The point is, it's not what you eat from Christmas to New Year's that's the big deal. It's what you eat from New Year's back to Christmas.
That's exactly right.
And you got to be careful with it. But now there's certain things you don't eat, which we cover on a top 10 list of foods never to eat. Like you never eat pork. You never eat shellfish. You never eat trans fats. You never eat seed oils. Some omega 6.
Yeah, stay away from stuff. The more comes out on soybean oil and canola oil. It's like the stuff just keeps getting worse. I've known a ton about those seed oils, and I try to avoid them all the time. And the more I read about them, the worse they keep getting. They're now saying, a lot of the researchers are saying, they are some of the worst compounds you can put in your body over anything.
Well, the other day I was at the, I got really blessed. I got to have lunch at the Ritz-Carlton. Wow, that was kind of fun.
Nice.
And I remember the way I talked to the waitress, and I said, I don't do seed oil. She goes, oh, so many of our people here don't.
Oh, yeah,
that.
I bet.
And she goes, we have that. We ask people, I say, all the time, use olive oil or butter. And the waitress is telling me this. This is not hidden information now. This is real stuff that people need to realize. And if you don't want to eat the right kind of foods, at least eat the right kind of oils.
Well, and the thing that I'm starting to find now, and this is what I'm going to ask you guys to do for me. I'm going to ask you guys much of me. The more we all request at restaurants when we go out, I don't want seed oil, I want butter, however you want to handle it. The more you start doing this, the more a lot of restaurants, especially stuff that's not just chain crap food, which I don't eat anyways.
Don't eat a Beef O'Brady's, man. It's
or
nasty.
Or McDonald's.
They don't even have butter at Beef O'Brady's.
Don't try to change companies. Like, just let them be and just vote with your dollars. Mm-hmm. But if you have a good restaurant, a local restaurant, a restaurant you know it in place that actually has halfway decent food you're trying to eat, be the change you want to see. If you want them to change, make it verbal. Say, yeah, I'm allergic to soybean oil, canola oil. I like butter in this. And what starts seeing, like she just said, a lot of restaurants now that actually listen to their customers, they're going to start making changes because everybody's being vocal.
And remember, too, when a person's well-educated, you know, they're going to have a better understanding of what dietary supplements and everything else do
exactly
in most
right.
cases. And the people who go to pay, like Cracker Barrel, used to eat a Cracker Barrel with you when you were young. And they always bring the fresh butter out with a biscuit. Man, their biscuits are ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is, in the back, they use margarine. They use hydrogen oils
in the biscuits.
Yeah. And so you can't get away from it there. And so you have to ask them to cook everything in the back. And the problem is you can't cook biscuits re-over yet.
No, well, because they have a mix they make there. They use margarine.
Well, yeah. And, the problem is that, you know, even Cracker Barrel, but, you know, they come out with this big show like, oh, look at all this natural food here. We're bringing you fresh biscuits and butter. And
farm-to-table food.
You know, whatever. And then they decided to go to DEI woke, and now they're about bankrupt.
Oh, that was just – that was a nail in the coffin.
Well, there's a high probability they're going to go under from this.
Yeah.
Because it's like Bud Light.
Bud Light actual brand – I mean, Anheuser still does okay because they have so many names, so many brands. But Bud Light still – I've gone places before, and I mean the comments still to this day. So like one time I was in Orlando. I was trying to get that pretzel in a show. This guy in front of me, he's drunk. Trying to get more beer. Cool, whatever, man. He goes, I need another beer. So all we have left is Bud Light. He went like a Yingling. He goes, Bud Light. I'm not buying Bud Light. I'd rather be sober drink Bud Light. I'm like, well, my friend, you voted with your dollar. I can't say I'm mad at you. Yeah. I mean, but that's how adamant everybody got, especially down here in Florida, at least.
Last year, I was at the fair, and I remember I had a friend with me, and I remember we were standing in the line, and there was this nurse there.
Yeah.
And she basically was ordering deep fat fried pork fat or something or whatever the fair.
My favorite one of their deep fat fried Oreos.
Whatever it was.
That's the one you want to plug up a heart fat.
But she was ordering pork. And she was sitting there. She had her foot on this little walker looking thing. I said, what's wrong? Well, my foot's been amputated. She's a nurse.
Yeah.
And I said, oh. And I said, your foot's amputated, probably from a lack of circulation or gangrene. She was, yeah. And I said, and you're eating deep fat fried pork.
Yeah.
Probably don't want to do that. And I said, why don't you look me up real quick? And she Googled me.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not giving you advice from somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. I kind of write books on this stuff. And I said, you probably don't need to eat pork anymore. And you know what she ordered when she got out the window? Her deep fat fried pork.
Oh, of course.
I got boiled peanuts because that's about all they had there to eat. But that's what she did. By the way, this turned into a full health show today.
Yeah, it says rewind your age naturally. The secret lies in 6 superfoods. Reverse the aging clock can be done very easily. And it's interesting about this here. And I'll scroll through some of this because they go through the published studies. We burnt down the clock covering all this health stuff.
Time,
which
man.
That we are health masters, you know, the hat. You're health masters here. And so, again, this is something that is interesting when it talks about superfoods. The first one on the list is turmeric. A potent antioxidant, anti-inflammatory compound supports liver health and especially effective improving non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. We use a very high-quality, high-dose turmeric in our GHI cleanse, which is one of the main factors why the product does so well detoxing. We also carry another one from a different company that is basically it's a liquid turmeric supercritical extract. Works really well. Next one here was talking about different berries with vitamin C. Now, be careful with eating enormous amounts of fruit because of the fructose in it. A lot of berries are good if you get organic fruit.
Don't be putting 10 bananas in your protein shake.
No, and so the other one they talk about here is garlic. Same thing. We've got extremely high-dose garlic extract formula. It's an amazing antibacterial, antiviral. A lot of people just don't understand how effective garlic is. They kind of sleep on it. When you realize garlic, it's a great product, especially if you're getting sick. Another one here is rosemary. That's in other formulas that we have. And green tea, which is really strong in polyphenols, providing antioxidant, anti-inflammatory benefits. That is why our stimulant formula that everybody loves for the pre-workout, the Purple Sticks, is loaded with acai and is loaded with green tea caffeine.
And B vitamins.
Oh, tons of B vitamins. Formula's great. But this one's...
I use it all.
Used it up again.
Well, by the way, you know, you guys love the containers. I'm going to order more.
Yeah, I'm going to order. I'm going to put another batch in. It's going to be a while, though. We're almost out of them. I got, like, a case left at the back of the cans, giving you guys a heads up.
I think it's going to take, what, 2 to 3 months to get the new ones.
Yeah, I could probably get them a little faster. I'm trying to expedite, but it's going to take a little bit. Because the purple sticks is what we always based everything on. Everybody loved the sticks. They're convenient. They still are. I keep these in my truck and stuff.
We have plenty of those.
Yeah, I keep those in stock, period. But the cans were kind of an experiment. I wanted to see if everybody liked them. And sure enough, I had a small batch running. Everybody liked them. So now I got to have cans and sticks now. But again, this is why I like getting feedback from you, because I do my best to give you guys the highest quality supplements and give you guys the most effective, affordable way that works, which these do.
I'm going to change topics.
Where are we going?
Keynesian economics.
There we go.
Written, you know, almost 100 years ago, after the Federal Reserve was put into play, by the way.
Yes.
And Keynesian economics doesn't work. It requires the government to inflate the currency by about 7% per year in order to maintain commerce and maintain business and maintain money supply.
It's debt-based currency.
And the thing about it is, you know, I took multiple classes in macro and microeconomics, and they're always pushing Keynesian economics.
They are.
But they never explained to you how the Federal Reserve works. Not one time, not one class.
Even in my MBA program, we never discussed the Federal Reserve.
My MBA program, we didn't discuss the Federal Reserve. They don't talk about it. They ignore it.
Well, you don't talk about the unseen hand that runs the country.
Ooh, that's a good. That was the name of a book that was pretty good, by the way.
You don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. Just like you don't talk about that one country that controls almost all of our foreign policy now.
Well, they have their own space-based program. They're launching rockets now into space, if you want to believe any of that.
Oh, and at the same time, as we go back to Keynesian economics, you know, you guys saw you're getting 2.5 cents per mile off your deduction. You have 72 cents a mile you can write off now. The IRS is being so generous. And also, too, the Pentagon, $8.6 billion now we're giving to Boeing through taxpayer funds, because that Middle Eastern country that seems to dictate what the United States does, they demanded more F-15 fighter jets. And so we're making sure we pay for all their fighter jets now. Anyways, back to Keynesian economics.
Well, and now we realize, according to the Financial Times, that the dollar is on track for the steepest annual drop in almost a decade.
Why do you think silver is $80 an ounce last week?
Yeah, but, you know, the crazy part about it is that that's how all fiat currencies end. They end up with zero value.
The base.
In other words, if I print a piece of paper here, and I write on there $1,000.
Broer money.
But there's no $1,000 to back it.
No.
There's no gold, no silver. What's that $1,000 note worth? It's worth whatever the price of the paper is.
That kind of debt-based currency intrinsically always goes to the cost of the printing. The $100 bill right now through the Treasury, I think, costs 13 cents to make.
And what
happens? That's the actual
and the only
cost.
Reason is the petrodollar that's maintained the currency for the reserve currency status.
Why do you think we're invading Venezuela?
Well, we need more oil, more assets,
and
he didn't do what we told him to do, and he was put in there by the CIA.
I talked to a guy yesterday that was from Venezuela in detail about this, and he said the exact same thing. Maduro was pretty much a CIA cutout, and he's pretty much decided that he doesn't want to leave his position. He's enjoyed his position as a dictator now.
I would like that. I remember the other last year I was driving. Last year when Biden was still in office, we were driving up to North Carolina. All of a sudden, we're in the middle of Atlanta, and the entire interstate going southbound is stopped. I mean, it's gone. There's nobody there. It's empty. It's the middle of the day. It's like
in Atlanta. Yeah, you know, that's creepy.
I had a friend with me, and I said, "There's nobody on the road going
like
south.
Horribly, like The Walking Dead or something. The road's empty."
I mean, no, it went on for like 10 miles, and I said, "This is really weird." And finally, here comes the presidential.
Whole convoy.
And all he had to do, he's at a civic center, he had to give a little speech, you know, between taking poops in his pants. And I remember all he had to do is just hop on the helicopter there at the civic center and take it to the airport.
Yeah.
But he shut down all of Interstate 75. And when I got to where he had to shut down, it was backed up for 30 miles.
Well, and I don't defend that bumbling buffoon. But however, sometimes in security assessment standpoints, helicopters cannot provide near as much protection. Because the air support and also surface air missiles, ground out things a lot in Atlanta, ground teams are insane with the presidential convoy. The Tahoes, everything's armored. Every vehicle in the convoy is armored.
Many
of the vehicles in front of the presidential car and back behind it, both are full armored up Tahoes that have M134 miniguns deployable at any point in time through turrets in the roof. I've seen a lot of the stuff for it. So the actual firepower in that ground team is absolutely insane. Whereas you can't provide that much protection, a helicopter like that, a presidential, because there's too many variables.
The ego rush of being the president and having that type of security around you must be.
It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would
be. I mean, I got rolling M134 miniguns in front of me and behind me, deploying seconds.
Oh, by the way, the San Francisco mayor, has now sneaked through reparations bill just before Christmas that could give each black resident $5 million to make up for slavery.
They can't even pay for their own state right now. They're in such a default mode.
Yeah, I mean, okay, let's say they give them $5,000 each.
That's still California can't
okay,
afford
all right, that. All right. I mean, I understand that their great-great-great-granddaddy was a slave. I got it. What does it have to do with them?
My friend's from Germany.
Yeah, so if you give them 5,000 bucks each or whatever because their great-great-great-great-granddaddy was a slave, okay, I'm sorry that we had slavery hundreds of years ago in this country and it was horrible what we did. There's still slavery all over the world, by the way, right now.
I was about to say, some Middle Eastern countries are very prevalent with slavery.
The Irish and the Chinese had slaves, and they were slaves. A lot of people don't realize there were a lot of different. There were a lot of white slaves.
Slave work is still servitude. Slavery is still currently active in the end of 2025 right now in the Middle East. Almost every major.
So, but the San Francisco mayor, of San Francisco, discreetly approved a bill to create a fund that may eventually grant each of the city's eligible black residents $5 million in reparations. Mayor Dan Lurie quietly signed the incredibly divisive reparations bill just 2 days before Christmas. The ordinance establishes a reparations fund as recommended by the city's African American Reparations Advisory Committee. Okay, first of all, whoever the idiots are who are on the African American Reparations Advisory Committee, why does anybody listen to them?
$5 million per person?
The legislation
it's not even feasible financially.
The legislation merely establishes a fund that does not allocate any money to it, setting up the framework for future conditions, which they should be through city mayor being privately donated. You know, here's the thing. My mom was in Germany during World War II. She had severe PTSD. I'm stressed out from that. Okay? I need somebody to give me money for that. I'm having a problem now. How about you just deal with it, Ted? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm okay now. I've dealt with it. It took me like a third of a second. What the heck, man?
Suck it up, buttercup. Get over it. Compartmentalize it. Move on. Yeah. I'm sorry.
By the way, thanks for supporting Health Masters. This has been a fireside chat show today. I wasn't planning on doing all that today. I've got a bunch of stories I haven't even covered. I tried after we started doing the health stuff. I thought, well, let's make it a health show. Because it is the new year. And by the way, silver's still doing his little run. And God's still on the throne. Prayer still changes things. And Jesus Christ still created the heavens and the earth. And all things are held together through him.
And it's never too late to make dietary changes and lifestyle changes.
Yes, it
ever.
Is. Sometimes, yeah, it is.
Well, not if you're watching the show right now.
No, it's too late sometimes.
Not right now.
Well, no, after you're cremated, it's done.
Well, after you're cremated. But if you're watching the show, it's not. If you're watching the show, it's not too late to change.
Have you not seen Weekend at Bernie's? They got him propped up in the corner watching the show.
You guys need anything, we're here to help you at Health Masters. It's not too late to change. You can change your diet at any point, like right now after you get off the show.
As long as you're alive.
Go eat some chicken and vegetables. If you're watching the show, you're alive. Maybe laugh. It was ridiculous. That was the president with Biden, you know.
Yeah. Prop him up over here.
Yeah. I'm over here. So we appreciate the support, my friends. Make sure you're signing up for the updates on the podcast show. We give you guys the latest updates every single day. All the information you could possibly utilize, including on these shows. We have it on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Gab, Spotify, Rumble. Be sure to check them out. And you can go down here with the full updates on the show. We talk about and have you the supplements that we're discussing here. Give you guys direct links to it. We'll make it as easy as possible. And the Natokinese. Check it out. If you're interested in cardiovascular support or the stuff we've talked about today, check it out on the show and check out the products we have on sale.
And I want to thank you again for your prayers.
Yes.
We love you guys. And, you know, and sometimes we may come across as a bit caustic.
Occasionally.
Especially Austin with that bodybuilding store with the ice cream. He didn't mean it bad. But the reality is that, you know, we are here to help you, and we're here to try to let you know we're just real. And
I was a lot to deal with in my 20s. Okay. Leave me alone.
And thank you for your support. And also thank you for your support from a prayer standpoint.
Yes.
Because if you weren't praying for us and protecting us, you know, Charlie Kirk got my attention.
It got everybody's attention.
And so thank you for supporting us. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for being here for us. I pray for you every Sunday in church at the altar.
Have a good New Year's, guys.
Yeah.
Be safe tonight.
And don't go out drinking and getting drunk and driving. Don't be doing stuff like that.
No, I think everybody's past that now, I hope. And be careful if you're shooting off mortars anywhere in the country. Let's have all 10 fingers tomorrow.
And make sure you don't have any burn bans available around your area. They're telling us that we're going to jail if we send off a firecracker.
We'll see about that. You guys have a great evening. Have a Merry Christmas. Or Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you this show next year tomorrow.
I love you guys.